I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 546, The Porcupine Problem. In my imagination, I can see people today with both of their hands out in front of them. One hand has fingers extended to the sky, their palm is flat, like a clear stop sign, do not come any closer. But the other hand is turned the other way, fingers curled and moving back and forth in a beckoning motion to come near. The message is mixed, and it's the porcupine problem. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. We need to love others, and we need others, and others need us, but sometimes it's difficult to love. In the famous story of the porcupine's dilemma, a group of porcupines find themselves caught in a blizzard. They're afraid they might freeze to death, so they snuggle next to each other to share their body heat. The problem is, they're porcupines. As they huddle together, they poke each other with their razor-sharp quills. Clearly, their collective warmth provided safety and shelter against the bitter winds, but the needling and the prickling became too much for some of the porcupines. So they broke off from the group to fend for themselves and soon died in the wintry cold. In some sense, that sad picture is the church today, because many have succumbed to the porcupine problem. Give me about five minutes to slow down, dive into that story a little bit more, hear a portion of scripture, ask a great question, pray a prayer together, and give ourselves a challenge on overcoming this ever-increasing problem. You see the dilemma, of course. We need each other. God built us for community. And yet, with differing opinions on politics, social issues, COVID commands, and more, we are all the more a bit prickly. Some have chosen to break from the group, to stay away from church, stay away from family even, or others who may needle them, inadvertently hurt them. Here are two scriptures that come to my mind right now. Hebrews 10:25. Don't stop meeting together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. And Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with other porcupines. Okay, I added that part. Bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord's forgiven you, so that you also must forgive. Above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Now I'm tempted to read on, but I'll stop there and simply implore you to get your Bible out today and read Colossians 3, slowly and meditatively, letting God's Spirit talk to you about the porcupines in your life. The truth is, we are all a bit like a porcupine these days, and we truly need each other, but we rub each other the wrong way. Look, most people are doing the best they can with the mental, emotional, physical, financial, relational, and spiritual resources they have. We can give them grace when we're poked, and know that we've been given grace lots of times when we've been the one poking others. Here's the great question. Look at your life. Have you been pulling away because you have been or are afraid of being poked by the sharp quills of porcupine people? Is there a way that you can not pull away, even at the risk of being poked from time to time? Let's pray this prayer adapted from Rabbi Mark Sammoth. O God, creator of difficult people, bless me with the strength, fortitude, and wisdom to deal with the difficult people you've placed in my life. May my buttons be hidden from view so your difficult people may not be so easily able to press them the next time I'm near them. O God, creator of difficult people, it has no doubt come to your attention through the prayers of others that in spite of all you know about my good heart and my good intentions and my good work and my just overall basic goodness, that I am at the moment considered a difficult person in the life of another person. Or maybe more. Help me therefore, O God, to no longer be the difficult person in someone else's life. O God, creator of difficult people, help me, knowing so very well how it feels, help me not to be the difficult person in someone else's life. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 547. And in the meantime, Ian Morgan Cron wrote, "There's no such thing as a conflict-free relationship. If we're going to survive the cold, we must learn to accept our imperfections and band together. Why? Because like porcupines struggling for warmth, we simply aren't made to go it alone. We need one another to survive, even if it feels impossible at times." I think he's right. Podcast family, may God be with you and may God love through you as you encounter and then overcome the porcupine problem.